61.
Saudi intelligence services are warning of a new terror threat from Al-Qaeda against Europe. In the meantime, closer to home, the countdown is on. 2 weeks to go, and we'll all be voting, right, in these midterm elections. Hope you had a terrific weekend. Kate Delaney here at the helm of a little show called America Tonight. Remember, I don't care what your ideology is, right of right or left of left, confused or somewhere in between, whatever the label, if you have one, feel free to throw in your 2 cents. 800-259-5791. I'm giving you the digits right at the top. 800-259-5791. Let's jump into the terror threat right away. Remember, a couple of weeks ago we were talking about this with Europe and the fact that it was looking pretty hairy in France. There were some evacuations of, like, the Eiffel Tower. There was an increase of security around the Louvre and other places where tourists might go, and even French folks themselves. That wasn't the only place, just a blanket statement that there could be a Mumbai-like attack somewhere out in the open, someplace in Europe. Now the Saudis are saying there's this new threat, and it's really geared toward France, this potential attack by Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula was just received in the wee hours of Sunday morning. So they're envisioning some activity happening, and they're trying to warn people about it, saying that, you know, Interpol has picked up some stuff, and we've got to put people on high alert to let them know to be vigilant, because we're afraid not to tell them that. The U.S. State Department advised American citizens living or even traveling in Europe, remember earlier in the month, like we were talking about, to take more precautions following those reports that they might see something happen. I mean, even tourist sites like Notre Dame Cathedral could be attacked. Who knows? We don't know where it will be. And they say the sources are very, very critical. You know, credible, but there's no specific targets. That's the problem. With the no specific targets, you're kind of just throwing it out there against the wall and hoping people will pay attention. But to what? To avoid, okay, I'm in Europe or I live here and I have to walk miles away from any possible tourist area? That's what they do every single day, don't they? Don't they worry about the high alerts? Anyway, here's one take from Chris Spolansky mentioning about the threats and no specific targets making it difficult.
It goes along the same line, I would say. The threat that the interior minister mentioned on the talk show is very recent. It was received in the last few hours or in the last few days. But it's a continuation of the threats that, you know, European intelligence services and American intelligence services have received in the past few weeks. No specific targets were mentioned by the French Interior Minister, and the alert level remains at red in France, which is one level below the highest alert level known as Scarlet. Security have been reinforced at busy tourist sites such as the Eiffel Tower in Paris, and French authorities are taking the threats very seriously.
All right, so just so you know, police closed the main road leading to the U.S. Embassy, and security measures, of course, were tightened up again around the British Embassy and the French Embassy. You know, it's weird, too. The Department of State warned U.S. citizens that the high security threat level in Yemen was definitely up because there was terrorist activities. Okay, I'm just saying, other than being a diplomat and that's where you go and you know that you risk certainly all kinds of things if you're in Yemen, we know that. We saw what happened to the CIA there, the guys who worked for the CIA that were duped into trusting somebody and then were sadly killed. I'm thinking that most of us, though, are not going to go there. And there's a good reason why you don't want to be in Yemen. And I can think of probably 10 or 15 of them, and they all start with terrorist, terrorist, terrorist all the way down the list. All right, this is another crazy thing. When you talk about warnings and telling people to be careful about things, this is in a different vein, but it's worth mentioning here at the top of this version of ATN. How about the Pentagon talking to gay troops? What they said out of Annapolis, the word is getting around. Okay, so on Friday, the Pentagon agrees to warn gay troops that it is legally uncertain in this environment. So coming out now could have adverse consequences for you or others. This is a day after the Obama administration asked a federal judge in California to stay her ruling overturning the don't ask, don't tell policy while the government prepares an appeal. So it's so strange. You have people celebrating, woohoo, congratulations. And then they're saying, whoa, shut up, don't say anything, because there might be serious repercussions if you come out and say anything. You don't know what's going to happen here. So don't ask, don't tell is still around. I don't get it. Remember, it was Tuesday of last week that the U.S. District Judge Virginia Phillips ordered the Pentagon to stop enforcing the ban on openly gay troops. The military promised to abide by the order as long as it remains in place, but gay rights activists or advocates say that people in the military should avoid revealing their sexuality in the meantime. What a nightmare this don't ask, don't tell thing has now become. And it's a nightmare because the Pentagon is still surveying troops, and so far most of the troops think it should stand as it is, because if nobody knows, it's okay, and even if they sort of know. And now it's turned into, like I said, this whole crazy, very nondescript deal on whether you can or can't or whatever. And this law has been around since, we'll do the math, 17 years, 93. And this was under the Clinton administration, who now Clinton is saying, oh, it was a big mistake. I was pretty much duped into it by Colin Powell. He's always like the scapegoat for everything that somebody doesn't want. Colin Powell, he just missed. It was a misunderstanding. He didn't understand. I thought that was a big throw him under the bus moment. So be that as it may, I wonder how many people in the military truly, and the surveys are showing it's that this isn't the way. They say they don't care about someone's orientation, but that it's better just not even have it out there. Why does it have to be out there? I think it's a done deal, but there's so many legal challenges ahead that really this don't ask, don't tell to appease voters who voted for Obama are going to be disappointed, because it's not going to kick in right away. Speaking of being disappointed, it's interesting what's happening in California. You know, the election that's coming up, it's not just about the House seats that are up or the Senate seats that are up, because there's 37 Senate seats, or the governor's races, there's 37 of those up for grabs, okay? But also there are specific other issues, pointed issues, that are on some of the ballots across the land, including in California, Prop 19. We talked about it a little bit last week. And Prop 19 is an initiative that would make it legal for anyone who is 21 or older to buy small amounts of pot. But a recent survey by Public Policy Polling says that the majority of California voters support the proposition. It's called Regulate, Control, and Tax Cannabis, by 47% to 38%. 38%. So what happens if this passes? Then you weigh marijuana versus alcohol, and, could be pretty sticky.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Gateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Hi, this is Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources Precious Metals Brokers, and my phone number is 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then perhaps it's time for a change. You have the opportunity to make a change in November by voting, and the opportunity to make a change in your financial security today by calling me, Dwayne Daly. Get the stability and peace of mind that you deserve with gold and silver, a form of wealth protection for 5,000 years. As the inflation pinch becomes tighter and the dollar continues to devalue, while stocks remain iffy at best, stop the bleeding with precious metals. Metals will let you retain your purchasing power, protect your assets, and stop inflation the day you get in. I have many different ways to accomplish this, from metals for possession to IRA rollovers, tax-free, and everything in between. So if you would like to turn your scrambled nest egg into a souffle, call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237, extension 115. 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are ready for a change, please call Dwayne Daly.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams, been haunted by a million screams, but I can hear the marching feet, they're moving into the street. Now did you read the news today?
Confusion when it comes to politicians, and November 2nd might not really clear the air, to be honest. However, there is a good chance you might see some of the incumbents get thrown over on either side of the aisle. I like what somebody told me. Don't think along, well, I'm a Republican and this is the way it has to be, or I'm a Democrat and this is the way it has to be. Frankly, there is, and we all can admit this, there's a logjam across the board. And if some of the incumbents are thrown out, I think it sends a clear message that, hey, don't just assume this is a layup, because that's what happens. It's inevitable. Someone gets elected, then there needs to be, I think, there needs to be term limits across the board. And then a politician would argue, well, but I didn't do what I needed to do. It's like Harry Reid, the senator from Nevada, had 28 years to do whatever it was he was going to do. Now, granted, times change, different issues come up, votes on different things. Yes, we know that. I mean, across the board. But 28 years is a long time to accomplish whatever it is you wanted to accomplish. And then also at the tail end is the majority leader. He may be in trouble from somebody who has absolutely no political background whatsoever. And, in fact, has tripped over some of the things she initially said. It doesn't matter. The people are sick of the same old status quo. And Sharon Engel may end up knocking Harry Reid out. There are a lot of battles brewing where it's tight, where it could be a coin flip. One that's gotten kind of interesting, and this is another person who's been in the Senate for a very long time, Barbara Boxer, is being challenged by Carly Fiorina. Carly Fiorina was a guest on one of the Sunday Swirl, that's what I call it, one of the Sunday shows where it's all talking heads about whatever politically is going on. And the host is Chris Wallace on Fox. He had her on as a guest, and listen to the press here. Listen to how he presses her and how she comes back. It just gives you a glimpse on what's kind of happening. Check it out.
Ms. Fiorina, I mean, the traditional ways that people talk about discretionary non-defense spending is only 16% of the budget. You could cut all of that out, all for education and energy and for police support and government worker support around the country. It wouldn't be anywhere close to $4 trillion. Where are you going to get that kind of money if you extend all of the Bush-era tax cuts? And that doesn't even that only adds to the deficit. That doesn't even deal with the deficit we already have.
Well, of course, first, the thing that we need to do to deal with our debt and our deficit is to both cut spending and grow the economy. That's fundamentally what we have to do. Those tax cuts are central to growing the economy. Indeed, I would argue there are some additional tax cuts we need to make. When we're dealing with a 35% tax on business when the world average is 18%, we're increasingly uncompetitive. When our R&D tax credit is 17th in the world, when it should be number one, we're increasingly uncompetitive. But back to your subject on spending. Look, the truth is that politicians, career politicians like Barbara Boxer, who has been in Washington, D.C. for 28 years, somehow never get around to the business of asking the fundamental questions that voters want asked now. How are you spending our money? Why is it that every agency gets more money every year, regardless of their performance? The budget of the EPA has increased by 37% in the last year.
Ms. Fiorina,
that's crazy. We can cut spending.
Let me ask you a specific question, because I still haven't gotten many specifics from you on how you're going to cut $4 trillion and even more out of the budget. Back when there was talk about a nonpartisan or bipartisan deficit debt commission, you blasted that idea in January. Said, we already know all the solutions. Don't need another commission to study it. So now, as a non-career politician, as the anti-Barbara Boxer, you tell me specifically, what are you going to do to cut the billions, the trillions of dollars in entitlements?
Okay, first, I didn't blast the commission saying we already had all the solutions. I blasted the commission because I believed it was a feint for tax increases. And indeed, we are now hearing, coming out of Washington, D.C., that a value-added tax is going to be one of the recommendations of that commission. A value-added tax would be incredibly destructive to this economy at a time when we need to be growing our economy.
Where are you going to cut entitlements? What benefits are you going to cut? What eligibility are you going to change?
You know, Chris, I have to say, with all due respect, you're asking a typical political question.
All right, so there you go. That she danced around his question, she did, and he pressed her on it. But she did make a good point. There was one thing that she said that I liked that I thought, wow, that's pretty much where you should nail all these politicians, especially if they've been there for decade after decade. You have X amount of time to do whatever you're going to do. Say where the spending's going. Okay, I represent this California. I'm one of the senators from California. I represent Illinois, whatever. Here's where the money's going. Here's what's happening. And let everybody know. Keep a little scorecard. Okay, here's what's happened. The accountability factor, that's what's missing. We're missing too much accountability. There has to be more accountability. So, yeah, you might have a few wins, you might have a few losses, maybe something didn't work the way it was supposed to work, but at least you know, at least we know, instead of the shroud of secrecy, but that's part of what politics is about. Say one thing, do another. Spin in a different direction and make it sound different than it really is. You keep hearing this straight talk. We're on the straight talk express or whatever, but you never really get the straight talk, right? You never get it. There has to be a way that you can have accountability. There has to be some accountability, and there's only one way I know, and that's through the vote. People voting to keep somebody in or voting to keep them out. You can't tell your neighbor how to vote, or I guess you could in a conversation, but they're going to vote how they want to vote. But that's what it should be about. The scorecard is, okay, you might not be happy with everything I did, but I did a lot of things you liked, and I really tried to do the best I could to represent you. We, the people, remember, we elect the representatives. Accountability is really the thing. Forget the labels. It's the accountability with whoever it is who's representing your interest, the interest of your state, the interest of the United States. That's the key, and that's too often, that's what we're missing. We're missing that accountability, and I think that's what this midterm election really ought to be about, and I believe it is. That's why the frustration level is so high. And it started before even this administration. It started with the whole banking crisis thing and the bailouts and the middle class just being squeezed. It's like we're a sponge and there's just nothing left. I mean, we are a dead sponge. You can't get anything else out of this sponge, and that's the problem. And thank goodness people are realizing it. And I think we're going to see that when November 2nd and November 3rd rolls around. In fact, maybe some of the elections may be too close to call. Really, honestly, when you have a deficit topping $1 trillion again, when you have all these unemployed people and you have the situation with the lending where nobody's talking about increasing the lending, but yet who can get the loan in the first place? And then the taxes and the situation with what's going to happen to taxes. Because how are you going to make up what you have to pay for? The $1.29 trillion deficit for 2010, wow. You know, it's historically high. I mean, it is, but, you know, it's not quite as high as 2009, believe it or not, if you remember those numbers. But in terms of dollars, the gap is pretty incredible. And I think the unemployment numbers, that's the key thing. The unemployment numbers are killing so many people because you can't pay for what you're not making. And if so many people are living paycheck to paycheck, that's what's happening. They can't pay the mortgage. They can't pay the food bill. You know, you're in trouble. And it's not going to cut it to get some kind of a fast food job for minimum wage or working at Home Depot for $10 an hour part-time, and that's what people are forced to do. And that's not, they can't survive on that. And then they're draining the savings accounts. It's ugly all the way around, and I think that's going to be reflected in our vote on November 2nd. All right, hang with us. We're kicking the can down the road here on America Tonight.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
10 years. Genesis. A decade of talk. Genesis. Great talk radio is here on the Genesis Communications Network.
before you purchase any water filters, you should know there's a superior American-made water filtration system available. This water filter's housing is made of high-quality stainless steel, and its filters outperform all others in the industry and are the only ones that exceed EPA standards. It's a gravity-fed water filtration system requiring no electricity or plumbing. It removes chlorine, chemicals, and dangerous biological pathogens, producing quality drinking water for less than 2 cents per gallon. Plus, its filters can be cleaned up to 200 times. What is it? It's the AquaRain. Owning an AquaRain means you own the best money can buy. Learn more and see other quality emergency preparedness products at myaquarain.com. Use the GCN code and you'll receive the book, Do-It-Yourself Emergency Preparedness, absolutely free. To order, visit myaquarain.com or call 800-585-5077. That's myaquarain.com or 800-585-5077.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Politicians could just do pranks, any other kind of gags or stunts, they might have a better chance to get elected instead of drone on and on about the same old campaign promises that they know they can not achieve because they get stopped at every corner they turn if they really are going to jump on the soapbox and lead the charge for whatever the issue is, right? But look at Johnny Knoxville. Do you know who he is? Have you heard of this movie, Jackass 3D? Well, we're going to play a clip for you. Listen to this clip.
Me and the boys are about to do a little duck hunting.
Quack, 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 quack.
So, you know, this is radio, but that was his little stunt, right? And it was in 3D. Do you know that that movie opened this weekend to $50 million, a box office miracle? Maybe not a miracle. It was the third straight number one opening for the franchise. They launched back in 2002. It was called just Jackass the Movie. Then they had Jackass Number 2 in 2006. Now this one, and shebang, $50 million. And like I said, it's all about pranks. I mean, basically that's what they do in this movie. Crazy, silly, nutty guy. I'm going to call it guy pranks. And some of it's funny. I've seen clips of it. Some of it's funny. But enough that it drags people into the movie. So it kind of melds the reality thing with the nutty thing. And somehow it has absolutely cornered the market for especially young people. On the other end of the spectrum, there's a movie called Red. Had a lot of famous people in it. Bruce Willis, Morgan Freeman, a lot of old-timers, Helen Mirren, John Malkovich, Mary Louise Parker. And that was about some retired black ops agents that were actually targeted by the CIA. Do you know it opened to barely half of what Jackass 3D was, $22.5 million. What does that say? What does that say about what people want in this country? Hey, Matt, you didn't see Jackass in 3D, did you?
I have not yet, but I do plan on seeing it sometime.
And you saw the other two, right?
Oh, yeah, I did.
So you know it better than me. Explain the phenomenon. It's just like silly, slapsticky, funny?
Yeah, it basically is, but it's stuff that... It's kind of like one of the... It's the viral video kind of theme where... It's all the stuff that gets popular on the internet that people always want to see but don't want to admit maybe that they like it, I guess. You know, guys getting, maybe hitting the groin area, lots of punches to the face, pranks being pulled on people. It's stuff that the YouTube kind of scene be made popular.
All right, so we're going to have to change up the order here in America tonight. You're going to have to start doing some stunts, and we're going to have to make them viral, I think.
All right, we'll get the webcam working.
That's right. We're going to put the webcam on this sucker, and we'll just spin the wheel of fortune and see what happens. Let's go across the border to Canada and Montreal. Sam, hello, Sam.
How you doing, gorgeous?
Good. Did you have a good weekend?
What do I always say?
Simply fantastic.
How about out of this world and stupendous as well?
I see, that's the right attitude to have. When you have an attitude like that, you can't miss.
For sure. Anyway, while watching football yesterday, I was talking to one of the coaches, and he and the company he works for, they have a distribution warehouse in upstate New York, and he's following the gubernatorial election, and he's noticing all of a sudden that Andrew, he almost called him Mario, 40 and slip there. I said, and he said that Andrew almost has a double-digit lead. And I said, what I'm afraid of, but I don't think it'll happen. It could be that Andrew could be the puppet, and Dad could be the puppeteer. He goes, I've met Governor Cuomo Sr., and he's not like that. But tomorrow night there's supposedly a big debate in New York State between Cuomo and his opponent. So that could decide everything, but, I mean, with that double-digit lead, I don't think it's going to make much of a dent.
I don't think so either. I think Cuomo has this in the bag. Carl Palladino hasn't made a dent with the Cuomo people and the independents. And
right.
The way New York slants anyway, for the most part, voting-wise, you'd have to be somebody who's a little bit more moderate, and he keeps getting stuck on crazy things. He keeps getting hung up on... things that are that's easy to trip him up on from the Cuomo campaign, and that's what they're doing. Everything will just get blown out, like comments he made about gays, and then it turns out he has a lot of gay people at work, including his nephew, that work on his campaign, but it doesn't matter. The cat's out of the bag. It doesn't sound right, and he's tripping up all over the place.
Well, just like in the, well, when he said that about gay people, he said it in a very Orthodox Jewish area of Brooklyn.
Right.
Now there's one rabbi who was saying, hey, look what you did. I'm telling my, because, you know, in the Orthodox Jewish neighborhoods, whatever the rabbi says goes in some cases. So he's telling his, how shall we call it, his followers, not to vote for Palladino because of that and, you know.
Yeah, the way it came out, absolutely.
Yeah. For sure. And, okay, I mean, I hate to bring this up, but what about a certain entrepreneurial wrestling person? How's she doing? Have you heard?
Yeah, Blumenthal, her opponent, is head and shoulders. Richard Blumenthal is head and shoulders above her now. He's getting into the double-digit leads over Linda McMahon. So they are putting everything they can out on the streets. going with full force into advertising, I heard, right. Whether it's radio or television or the side of buses or whatever. They're really pulling out all the stops because he jumped to a little bit of a lead in that one.
What happened?
Who knows? Well, I think that they did a debate, and also more of his supporters started to come out. More of his supporters were kind of, I call it lying in the weeds, and that's what they were doing, and now all of a sudden they're front and center, so that's starting to make a difference.
Oh, okay. Your Alouettes won this afternoon just barely, but like one reporter said, it wasn't ugly, but a win is a win, just to let you know. And I say your Phillies in six. That's my prediction.
Good. I like that. It's because it's been tough with the Giants. The Giants made it interesting. They won the first game, pitched well, and in Philadelphia took it 4-3. The Phillies came alive and won the second one 6-1.
Right.
But six is good. I agree.
Okay. And they're not waiting to lynch Carey Price just yet here in Montreal.
there you go. Exactly.
If you know what I mean.
Perfect. Sounds good, Sam. So call us up later in the week. I'm sure we'll be talking to you. We got the skinny on it. We'll have the skinny on the other elections, too. Sam is particularly interested in Connecticut. You think of the proximity of Connecticut to, in a way, to Canada and the Canadian border, and maybe if there's some trade through there, just the curiosity would be more in the northeast. And there's some – the two interesting elections would be – the one with Linda McMahon and Richard Blumenthal, that's, of course, for Senate, and the gubernatorial race, which is Andrew Cuomo and Carl Palandino. As Sam mentioned, that they're going to have a debate, but Palandino is really behind, and I don't know what would push him forward, a scandal. I mean, that's what it would be, some outrageous Cuomo scandal that suddenly came to light would be the thing that could maybe press him out of this. But there are so many people supporting him, and so much of that nepotism, too, from his father and the political background, all that sort of stuff, and just his background. And Palandino, as the businessman who has the money but is unknown and is not saying the right thing for most of New York to jump up and say they want to vote for him, if you look at the way New York slants. There are just some things that are, and it takes an incredible politician to change the minds of a state that has an ideology that pretty much votes the same way. It's like Delaware. Delaware, if anything, is definitely Democrat territory. And that's why Mike Castle, who was a more moderate Republican, had success there, because he wasn't the conservative, hardcore GOPer. And he was able to get elected in a couple of different offices, one governor for two terms. And now in this Senate race on the Republican side, he gets knocked out by Christine O'Donnell, who is trailing big time to Chris Coons, who is the Democrat running for that Senate spot, and it'll take a Hail Mary for her, too. Of course, likely voters, as I said, that can change, but when you get into the double digits, it's harder to move that mountain, and there are just some things that are, and traditionally have been, and to be able to change the minds, to flip what normally is a Democratic state or a Republican-driven state, it takes somebody to really fall on their face in that particular office, and it takes somebody with an incredible message that somehow lines up a little bit with an ideology that might not be their party's. You get what I'm saying. In other words, a lot of two-stepping, a lot of sidestepping, a lot of dancing around, but you have to be a very polished dancer. Now, this is what many of us don't want. We don't want the polished politician. We want the person who might step in the trap, the person who might fall in the hole, but really, we believe they're straight shooters. They're saying what it is. They're stepping maybe in a mess, and maybe they make a mistake, but they're telling it to you the way it is. A lot of people don't think that's realistic, though, once you get on the hill, because you still have to play the political game. That's why there was the push to just get all the incumbents out because you would have all newcomers. It would be a completely different game with newcomers instead of incumbents across the board. All right, speaking of games, sports shorts on the flip side.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. And I know it's just not you when all.
I'm going to piggyback on something I was just talking about here, about the fact that charities are really having a rough time. Probably some of you maybe work for a charity occasionally, or you do a once a year work thing, whether it's United Way or something else, where you do something for a charity. And maybe there's just one that you particularly like. Well, they have shown the statistics. A report by the Giving USA Foundation found overall charitable giving declined almost 4% last year. And that means even private foundations and smaller charities really, really had a hard time. Well, of course, why are the charities having a hard time? The reason they're having a hard time is because people don't have the disposable income they had, so they're holding, I think, some of it back, or maybe they give to a couple of different charities, so they have to cherry pick the ones where they continue to write the check, let's say, that once a year check, for example, at Hanukkah time or Christmas time or whenever, because we're coming into that so-called giving season. It's about the money, baby, and that's what this election is about, too, the economy, the economy, the economy. So who better to have on the show, not a stranger to the show, but someone we haven't talked to in a while, financial man for ATN, that would be Saul Album. Hey, Saul, how are you doing?
I should be the financial man of AT&T. Get me some nice, 3-4% dividend. Great. Thank you, Kate. You know, I think it's interesting that you mentioned charitable contributions down only 4%. I mean, unemployment's up, 10%?
Yeah.
And it goes to show you how wonderful and how good and how altruistic the people of America are, your typical listeners, despite the tough times. So they still pony up and help out those less fortunate.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that it is a lot of times, Saul, the people that really can't afford to write the checks, it doesn't matter. Even if they can give $15 or whatever it is, they'll give that money. I am blown away by Americans and how, you're right, how giving Americans are, even in tough times, if you look at it that way. Although it's got to be scary when you're on the other end of that and you're trying to raise money for the charities because, you know, their operating budgets and all that sort of stuff, they get a little nervous when they don't hit the numbers they're supposed to hit, right?
Right, right. You know, the Lord helps those who help themselves. And I'm sure the many of your listeners will agree. And, still, but it's absolutely remarkable that despite, you know, the worst economic times since the Great Depression, charitable giving is only down 4%. I mean, I think that's amazing. Absolutely.
Yeah, no kidding. Let's talk about the mortgage crunch now that we're in with the robo-signing and the freezing of the mortgages. I mean, it is. You have to laugh. It's just ridiculous. We cannot dig our way out of this hole. We're stepping on our own stupidity, whether it's Bank of America or one of the other lenders. It's crazy that we continue to go down this rabbit hole of problems with mortgages. What gives?
Well, that's what happens when you subsidize. Whatever you subsidize, you get more of, and we subsidize the banks or the financiers of these banks. All these banks should have went out of business, 2 years ago. So the basic problem is that in order to what they did, let me see if I can just break it down in 30 seconds for. Okay, so in order to have an entity that didn't have to pay taxes, these trusts can't actually own the assets. So they couldn't perfect, so they had robo-signers come up with saying that they really did own it. But the problem is, they, according to tax law, these securities can't own it. The people own it. They just kind of maintain the cash flows between the mortgage, people who pay the mortgage and not own it. So even if it's not going to be too big of a deal because you have a mortgage. You know, they'll come up with the paperwork. You know, you didn't pay it. You know, even if there's technicalities, the general gist of the law will get followed. The problem is they're gonna have to, if they show ownership, they're gonna have to pay taxes. They're gonna take the banks are gonna take another hit. That's why Bank of America is down 9%. You know, this is nearly a new black swan to take down the whole financial system yet again, which should have went down 2 years ago. This is why you don't keep up the status quo. This is why this makes me so sick. I come on your show and I'm talking about government rules and regulations instead of talking about technology stocks, oil and gas. It's just all government regulation, tax law driven. It's like we're over in Russia, or, you know, God forbid. So you know, this is going to be a hit for the major banks. Small banks didn't really do much of this. But it's not going to be a super disaster. Read a report from Jeff Gundlach, the number two bond fund manager in the world, according to Morningstar. He's put out a note to his investors about 2 or 3 days ago saying, yeah, there's going to be a hit. It's not going to be too bad. So I don't want the viewers to think this is going to shut down everything. But it's, you know, there's going to be a few billion. There's going to be some losses. Absolutely.
All right, so heading into the weekend, Angelo Mozilla, who you know, the former Countrywide Financial Corp gangster, that's what I'm calling him, agreed to $67.5 million, right, to avoid this trial on civil fraud and, ooh, insider trading charges that he profited from doling out risky mortgages because he was maybe misleading investors about the risk. What do you say, fair or foul? I mean, they got the money, I guess they settled, but I would have loved to see them skewer him.
Well, yeah, I mean, anybody with a $10,000 suit and a $50 spray-on tan, you just can't trust. Have you ever seen this guy?
Yes,
I mean, he's more orange than Bert and Ernie on Sesame Street. I mean, this guy glows in the dark, and I guess it's not just from the tan, but from being so radioactive. I mean, yeah, absolutely. He knew what he was doing was effectively sell, toxic crap. I guess I'm gonna watch my language on the air. Toxic bad stuff, and yeah, take him down, sure. And you know, his company was bad. He knew it was bad. He knew the deal was going through. He sold out hundreds of millions of dollars worth of stock as like a rat escaping the Titanic. And he made out like a bandit. And if anything, I'd like to see more of his ilk. You know, in $10,000 suit spray on tan, you know, he should at least serve federal crime just for looking so bad.
I agree with you. He's the worst. You know, some people can carry it off. He cannot carry it off. All right, so we're running out of time, but the Dow and the S&P 500, I was reading something earlier in the day that they might finish in the black. It looks like they're finishing the black. So, wow, all the bleak days we had, I guess it evened out.
Absolutely. Two things. Dollars collapsing. Half of the major or most of the major profits from large companies come from overseas. So as the dollar goes down, their assets overseas go up. Secondly, is with the record low interest rates, you're juicing up all the big firms. I mean, I can't buy a bond for anybody these days. A AAA GE bond is like a 1/3 of 1%. At a 4-year. So bottom line is those large companies can go out and borrow money so cheaply and then reinvest it at a little bit of money and make money for everybody. So good time to keep owning large cap, and they're paying out some dividends. So, yes, absolutely. Now, the problem is when taxes have to go up, when this Pied Piper has to get paid for, that's when everything's going to crumble. We'll see. And that's something we can talk about on the next show.
All right, we'll absolutely do it. We'll talk about gold, too. See, you and I were on the beginning end of that gold rush. Remember, gold was like an ounce, I think it was like 400 when we were doing a financial show.
That's right. Not only that, but I don't know if you remember Miller Petroleum. We had the CEO on your show about 2 years ago. His
right.
stock was, he was out of Tennessee. He was a cute boy in his mid-40s,
yeah.
Number one driller out of Tennessee. His stock was trading at 22 cents. And about 6 months ago, made it to the NASDAQ. You know what he's trading at today?
What?
$6.
That's good. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah,
see what we knew.
So
what we knew then. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry?
What we knew then. See, we were right on the cutting edge of that.
Yeah. We've hit on a couple of good ones here. We certainly have. So, gold's going to keep going up. Silver's going to keep going up. Copper's at, you know, record levels. Palladium's at record levels. Corn, everything blowing up because dollar's going down. Inflation, we got, you know, dollar at the multi-year low, you know, decade low, multi-decade low against the yen, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So a lot of things are juicing up large company stocks. Nice place to be. You can come in there, swoop down, get some dividends and some reasonable safety. Nice place.
Yeah, dividends is the key. Saul Alvin, we look forward to our next conversation. Thanks for coming on ATN.
You got it, Kate.